This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. My name is Scott Hillen. Last night, the Last Supper. The Last Supper. Yep. I've had a few Last Suppers in my day. Those are mostly related to I'm starting a diet tomorrow, so this is the Last Supper. You remember those, Todd? You remember one of those? Okay, this is it. Tomorrow I'm for sure. So you'd go out and have about one of everything, you know. You'd have what I call the Art Greenberg.
54 years of too many times of having one of everything. That's how I ended up on a good diet plan. So
that's the Art Greenberg buffet plan. If anybody. If anybody remembers dear Art Greenberg, he was a legendary Grand Forks businessman, landowner, and a little bit of everything. I was actually in a Washington, D.C. restaurant with him one time, and the waiter came over and he said, I want one of everything. There was about 10 of us there. He said, just bring us one of everything. They looked at him like he was crazy. No, I mean it. The whole menu, one of everything. Anyway.
So have you done that before?
Not one of everything, no, but I mean, okay. I've had what I jokingly call Last Suppers, right. You know, before a big diet or whatever. I've had a few surgeries in my day, so you joke about that too. Okay, Last Supper before I, you know, go under the knife, you know, this is, but you know, I'm joking, but the Last Supper, you know, as I was sitting last night at Holy Thursday, services at St. Sam and Joachim Church, just my wife and I. And thinking in my head about the Last Supper, you've heard the words over and over and over again, this is my body, right? This is my blood. I mean, how many framed pictures in homes around the globe are of the Last Supper, right? Is there probably anything more that's, you know, on a wall somewhere? I mean, it's an iconic, historic, and very sacred event.
I bet this is the part where you don't want me to bring up the picture of the Last Supper with dogs instead of people.
However you remember the Last Supper, I think, is better than, you know, looking at a picture of Elvis, right? Is some
I'll give you that.
The Velvet Elvis. You know, but so at the Last Supper, the guy at the head of the table who's saying, take my body, he knows what's going to happen in a couple of days. He knows what's going down. That's this incredible story. And never, ever, ever, ever do I want to be preachy on this show. And if I am, please, you will not offend me by saying you're being preachy. Just text it to me, call me, whatever. I don't, you know, faith is important to me. I'm guided by it. But I also believe there's more people in this world that are not currently practicing any kind of faith, probably because somebody's been a jerk about it to them. You know, they got turned off somewhere, turned away. Some priest made them mad. Some pastor said this. You know, they saw people do that. And the point is, in my mind, I don't want to be in that camp. So I'm not trying to be in any way preachy. But if you don't even want to think about the faith side of this, the religion, you know, the theology in what I'm describing, just think about it from a pure historic, standpoint of what happened. And today, after that Last Supper last night, today, a man was put up on a cross, crucified, to die. And the moment he died, they went, uh-oh, he was the Son of God. Uh-oh. We were wrong, but we're the beneficiaries. I guess that's why it's called Good Friday, because it's anything but good when you consider what happened on this day. But when you know what's coming, I guess it can be good. I guess. I don't know. I'm not the theologian here. We will have one on the program today, however. Bishop David Kagan, yet to come on the program today, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Bismarck. And what that essentially means is there's the Pope, and then there's bishops under the Pope, right? Bishops, cardinals, you know. I'm sorry, Pope, cardinals, who are bishops. Bishops and others. And, you know, they're part of the leadership of the church. I mean, he's the representative of the Vatican. He's a descendant of Peter as a priest and one in authority over all of the diocese of the western half of North Dakota. And he's a wise man, a good man. I follow him on Twitter. I get my bucket filled a couple times a day, usually, from Bishop Kagan and insightful comments. So that will be fun. We're also going to talk with the head of the VA in Fargo. The VA is in the news right now. But the VA has been in the news for a while, mostly out of bad things happening, right, and poor care for our veterans. Yikes. Anything else? Anything make you more mad than that? I think our vets get poor care. The great thing is we have a good VA system in North Dakota. We're really bucking a trend, and everybody says that, even when we talk about this on the air. You know, people go out of their way to praise the VA here, and it just doesn't happen in other places. There's some upheaval going on with the holdover head of the VA, who was, of course, Obama's VA director. President Trump kept him and now has decided to make a change. Some say that's because he was against privatization and the president would like some version of privatization. We'll talk with her about all that on the program, okay? And then what else are we doing? That's it for today. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about here today. I was thinking since we're heading into Easter weekend, and by the way, many of our listeners have been asking this off the air, so I'm guessing those of you listening on the air are concerned as well, but I still get questions related to the funeral services for Isaac Kramer. Congressman Kevin Kramer and his wife Chris, their son Isaac, as you know, passed away recently, and the funeral is on Sunday in Bismarck at New Song, the New Song Church, at 12:30 on Sunday, Easter Sunday. Isn't that something? Exactly right. So, that's something you've asked about. There's also been questions like, can I send flowers? Who's the memorials to? Those kind of things. On my Facebook page, I'll put it up again here in a little bit. But it's on there. If you scroll down a little bit, is the address and the information on the memorials. They're doing a recovery program through the New Song Church, which is neat, as a memorial. So keep the Kramers in your prayers. It's a tough time. Tough time. You know, I mean, no matter what you do for a living, if you're a waiter or a waitress or a teacher, you know, shop owner, I mean, you lose a son or a daughter. You know, can you just imagine? How do you process all that? Well, then do it and be a very public figure in the middle of arguably one of the, if not the, you know, United States Senate race of the year. So they can all use their prayers. Please keep them there. Judy in Bismarck has a comment. Let's get to the phones here. How about that? 258-0550 is the telephone number. You can text us too. Morning, Judy. What's on your mind?
Hi. I think it should be called Great Friday. And it was great for every one of us because of him. If Christ hadn't died on the cross, where would we be?
That's true. That's true. And I think I'm going to ask Bishop Kagan this, but I assume the reason, you know, from a theological standpoint that we call it Good Friday is because we know what that dying on the cross led to on Sunday, right? Someone died for our sins. So we could have, you know, our sins forgiven because of what he did. Wow.
And that's why I call it Great Friday.
Yeah, he doesn't die on the cross.
Absolutely.
He doesn't die on the cross, and our sins aren't forgiven. Where are we going when we die, Judy?
That's right. So that's why it's a Great Friday, at least for us. Thank God he did that for us, you know?
True. It's just hard to call it Good or Great Friday when somebody died on the cross.
Know.
Yeah. But I take your point.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, have a super Easter. Thank you.
What's your favorite Easter meal? I mean, what are you looking forward to on Easter?
Well, I'm not big on turkey, so I like ham. Even a good roast.
A good roast, yeah. Prime rib. How about a prime rib?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I'm a beef eater anyway, and so that would be good, too.
Every North Dakotan worth their salt ought to be having beef on Easter.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on. I mean, my God. But Manny lives in Minnesota, so guess what he's having, Judy?
No. What?
Manny, tell us.
Having some good old salmon on Sunday.
He's having salmon.
Oh, well, that's fine, too. Fish is good for you.
Fish is good for you. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
It's a little hoity-toity for me, but I know how many people love salmon. I just don't like any seafood at all. So I know.
Really,
people,
I like it.
Got to make some of those omega-3s, Scott.
Yeah, I guess I'll take the pill instead. And then I could keep eating beef. North Dakota beef.
There you go.
Yeah, it's what's for dinner. Judy, thank you. I appreciate you. Your calls, questions, and comments. What's your favorite Easter meal? I wouldn't mind knowing. They're starting to get a little hankering. 800-228-0550.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince Webker, the owner. Vince, you have a big hot tub financing event going on right now. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's for the rest of March here. It's a national campaign hot tub financing event. 60 months, no interest financing, which means you can get into a hot spring spa, a saltwater hot tub from Ace Saltwater, for less than a cup of coffee a day. And if you got a family of six, you could really break it down to that's less than a dollar a day for the ultimate in wellness.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, by the way, the best patio furniture on earth. Commercial grade, Tropitone, this stuff is fantastic. Foosball, shuffleboard, pool tables, the game tables are great. Saunas are big right now. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800. Just tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like.
All right, Frank Friday. We usually play Frank Sinatra. A Lady's a Tramp, I'm thinking, is not exactly a Good Friday kind of music. So, therefore, let's put Frank on ice until next Friday.
It started out okay.
That line, yeah. It started out okay,
and then that happened. It's like, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, yeah. Frank went a little south on us, but it's Frank. It's
all blue eyes. She just doesn't like the in-laws, you know? I mean, a woman's got a right to not get along with her in-laws.
That's true, yeah.
Or maybe that's what they say about her.
Texter says, I like this combo. We're having ham and beef on Easter. That's right. We got some pork producers, too, who I get a short shrift in this state. So the ones that are remaining, we can't forget them, I guess. I am beef first, but and the bacon. I'll bring the bacon. I could just, have bacon on top of bacon for Easter. But good combo there. Thank you very much. Texter says, I'm a Minnesota boy from Baxter, Minnesota, so I'm used to having ham with horseradish, cheesy potatoes, and cherry delight for our Easter lunch after church. Wouldn't want it any other way. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. So the Minnesota boy thing is a ham deal? Kevin, do you think ham and Minnesota go together? This guy's saying Baxter, Minnesota, Minnesota boy, I'm going with ham.
Oh yeah,
is that a Minnesota thing? Why? Oh,
I don't know, but for us it was always turkey at Christmas, ham at Easter, Easter ham.
Yeah, us too. I grew up in Minnesota. Yeah. That's how we were.
Yeah, we did too until I had a really bad experience with ham.
But that and wild rice casserole, wild rice hot dish.
Is that right?
Got to have the wild rice hot dish. Both holidays.
Very good.
You had a bad experience with ham?
Yeah, yeah. I knew if I slipped it out there, somebody would take the bait, and Todd did. He did just.
I guess I didn't know there was such a thing as a bad experience with ham.
Okay, how can I say this without ruining anybody else's either breakfast now or Thanksgiving, or excuse me, Easter dinner? So I was a little under the weather, kind of had the flu kind of thing. Then we had ham for Easter dinner, and then. After, sometimes when you have the flu, you tend to have some issues. And so I saw the ham again, is what I'm saying. And never again did I want to have ham. Is that fair? Does that make sense? You?
I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get a bad experience with something, you don't want to see it again.
Here's a texter that said, keep going, people need to hear this. I don't think he means about my ham story, though. I think he or she, I think they mean what we started the show with, which was much more profound. Let's see here. Wow. From Good Friday came the good news, which is another name for the gospel. There's a good explanation of Good Friday. Appreciate it. Another texter says, thank you, thank you, thank you for reminding us of the historical and spiritual significance of this day and this weekend. Thank you for speaking and living your faith. It is a good Friday for us, says Rebecca. Yeah. Thanks, Rebecca. Appreciate that. You can text Todd or I, 367-2054 for me. Is it Todd or me or is it Todd or I? Now I forget which way, you're
me,
supposed to buzz me.
Me.
You buzz me when I say what.
The proper pronoun is me. My buzzer's going to start running. I got to change the batteries in my buzzer. It's not going to.
You didn't buzz me. I tried you on.
I know. I had to put new batteries in.
Oh, I see. Text Todd 367-2054 for me. For him, 226-8503. Or call us at 258-0550. Another texter. I have taken the Heidi Heitkamp info on her stands to Bishop Kagan 7 times, and he would not see nor even acknowledge me. Then to the Archbishop 2 times with the same results. Please ask him about this. That would not be appropriate. Number one, I'm just not going to go there today, so let's just save that for another day. It doesn't belong on a discussion on Good Friday. Honestly, so I'll just leave it there. But no, I'm not going to ask Bishop King because it's not appropriate to ask him, or for you to ask him. That is between her and the leaders of the church. Nobody else. What else here? Oh, I wanted to give you a quick little reminder. I think I mentioned this earlier in the week. Tim Purdon is the former U.S. attorney from North Dakota. So he would have been, in fact, I remember when he was nominated, it was amazing because if you remember, there was a dust-up over the political nature of U.S. attorneys in the Bush administration, a handful of them, and a kind of a big brouhaha. And then Obama comes in, and he nominates Tim Purdon. And, of course, Tim Purdon was a big fundraiser for the Democratic Party. He was a national committeeman. First time ever a sitting national committeeman for a particular political party was nominated as U.S. attorney. It was unbelievable because Tim Purdon's a partisan, and proudly so. I mean, he's a big Democrat, and he's a leadership to this day in the Democratic Party, right? Anyway, he made some comment about wanting assault rifles banned and magazines banned. And so I started this little back and forth with him on Twitter to say, you know, you're a law enforcement guy. You defended a whole lot of criminals in your day. You prosecuted a few as you as attorney. How often do criminals follow the law? So these new laws you're suggesting, what confidence do you as a lawyer have that there'll actually be any improvement from them? Like criminals would actually, I mean, that's my big question on this idea of additional laws. Case in point, some of the most, you know, strict gun control cities in America have the worst crime rates, right? Anyway, we go back and forth, and he got a little snarky, but it was okay, it was fine. And then he wanted a showdown. He said, when are we going to, you, me, let's get on the radio, let's talk about this. I said, fine, let's talk about it. So Monday, he's going to be on the program. And all these Democrats were piling on. Max Schneider was in there and all these others. And I thought, great, I love it. When Democrats want to have a debate about more gun control, I can guarantee you their phone booth will get smaller for their, you know, statewide meetings. Because this is just not smart politically in any way, shape, or form. So I love the debate, honestly. But I honestly also just think we need to have this conversation. We really, it's crazy what we do. Anyway, Monday it's happening, 10 a.m. Take it to the bank. We're also next week going to talk to all of the candidates vying for the Republican nomination for the House. Dwayne Hendrickson will be the first. We're going to do that at 9:30, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all next week. And also on Monday, in Fargo, but we'll put this on Facebook Live for anybody listening wherever you are, the United Republican Committee, Congressional Candidate Forum, Holiday in Fargo, 7 p.m., doors open at 6:30. They're going to have all the candidates. We're talking about Tom Campbell, we're talking about Kelly Armstrong, talking about Dwayne Henderson, and there's two others that'll be a part of that. I guess Tom and Kelly are confirmed guests. I saw Dwayne said he was coming, so for sure those three will be there. Anyway, Cass County United Republican Facebook page has an RSVP spot for that. We're going to talk about the VA a little bit and more of our Good Friday conversation next hour, too, so stay tuned for that.
Come on. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable flare trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Great talent. 27 before the top of the hour. It's the Good Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We're rounding out Holy Week here on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. And we care about our listeners here. We honestly do. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. Did you know that? You think it'd be eating right? You think it'd be your weight? Everything? I mean, of all the things that are important that we all hear about, that are most important for our health, sleep. Mostly because you can't get it back. So if you're not sleeping well, it isn't like you can make it up. You can't do that. That's a myth. And when you are sleeping, if you're not getting the right kind of sleep, it's a problem. And that's the magic. That's the beauty. That's the miracle that my friend Mike Lindell has done with MyPillow, is give people a shot at better health and a better night's sleep. And the nice thing about it, you hear a lot about MyPillow. They're some of the greatest marketers on the planet Earth, aren't they, though? My gosh. Every television show, every radio show, you walk into a store, you see a big display. I mean, they're on all kinds of different shows. But you know what? They give us the best deal they give anybody, because it's the premium pillow, and it's up to 50% off. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028, and you'll get up to 50% off everything. Just browse. Great gifts. Great gifts. For sure. Let's talk a little bit about the VA. And specifically, the VA and the services it provides in North Dakota. LaVon Liversage is the director of the VA, joins us now on What's on Your Mind. How are you, LaVon?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for taking the time for us today. We appreciate it very much. I'm going to start with the big question first. What is your secret sauce? What have you figured out? How is it that the services you deliver here are vastly better than some of the stories we hear about some of the problem VA delivery for our vets, healthcare delivery for our vets in other places.
It's our staff, Scott. We have employees here who are so dedicated to our mission to care for those who have borne the battle and their families. And I am particularly fortunate to be able to hire people smarter than me that are ambitious, that really, really care about our veterans. And it shows in our results with outcomes, with our patient satisfaction, and with our employee satisfaction.
Is the system broken? In other words, you've described good staff. So, in other words, they're just going to deliver the care and take care of the vets, period. But are they having to do that despite sort of maneuvering a challenge with the system itself?
You know, I don't think so. But, again, I can only speak to the Fargo VA and what we have control over here, what we manage, who we manage, and how we manage it. We've proven that it's doable, but... You know, we are a smaller system. We don't have the influx of veterans that some of our other facilities have in the winter months. Just a much different environment here.
There is talk of change within the VA. Does that talk of change and reforms and, you know, that takes many, many forms. But, you know, this debate, and again, sort of setting aside North Dakota, because most people agree it's working here. You've got it right. I mean, I hope they use you as a model. But as you see that debate happening everywhere else, are you finding yourself saying, yes, let's go down that path, or I'm worried about what they're thinking in the way of change?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to see some of the change that's being talked about. Personally, I don't think that's necessary, and I don't think that's what our veterans want.
Yeah, and let's talk about that a second, because I, you know, there's all kinds of different things. I hear about one, you know, John McCain has long had this idea of, okay, a vet ought to be able to have a card that says, I can get care wherever I walk into to get care. In other words, if someone lives a long way from the Fargo VA, that might serve them better. And I don't know what that's called or what that initiative is called, but would that be an example of saying, you know, one of the things that concerns you?
Oh, no, because we already do that to a large degree. We are using community partners throughout our catchment area in North Dakota and Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota. So we do not have veterans driving from Williston and Dickinson, for instance, for some of their care. It just doesn't make sense. So we rely heavily on our community partners. And we have services, health services that are necessary that we don't offer. So, again, we use our community partners. So it's a balance. It needs to be a balance.
And there are new satellite clinics that you're opening in other places, too, right?
We are not adding any points of care. We're just moving a few, four of our clinics to new locations.
Where will they be?
So we just opened Bemidji, and we had our ribbon-cutting ceremony there last week. Grafton is our next one up. We've started using our new clinic there. That one is at 1319 11th Street West in Grafton. And our ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for Friday, April 6th at 1 o'clock. So I would love to see our veterans in that community come out and show their support of the new clinic there. And then Minot is probably the biggest move, because we are moving our Minot clinic from the Minot Air Force Base into the city of Minot. And that one we expect to be ready by late fall. And I... you know, we'll certainly have a ribbon-cutting ceremony scheduled there, too, once we know dates. But that's going to be really nice for veterans, because we have some veterans who haven't even been able to use our healthcare system because it's on the base. If they have any kind of criminal record at all, then they're often restricted from access to the base.
Oh, that's right. I've heard about that before. So going back again to the kinds of things that have been discussed that does concern you, what would be a bad idea?
Okay, so Scott, this is only my opinion.
Totally understand. Yeah.
Privatizing the VA.
Okay, what's that mean? Tell me what you think that means.
Well, I just again, these are such complex issues. These are issues that I personally am not going to have any control over. But I would just hate to see VA go away and veterans be sent out to our community 100%.
Yeah, and I've seen so many different variations on what that means, right? On whether that
exactly.
means some, if you've got Phoenix and you've got some horrible things happening, and come in and say, you know what, we're going to bring some private sector expertise in to the middle of, to fix that. That isn't necessarily saying the VA goes away. That says the VA blew it there, and they're going to get you know that particular facility in shape. You know, that'd be a good, in my mind anyway, a good idea of privatization. But your point is. Let me ask you this: where you see it going wrong? Where you see the sort of the flashpoints that you hear about? What do they need? What would fix that short of privatization?
Gosh, Scott, I really, really don't want to comment on that. That's for folks in VA central office to figure out. And thankfully, I'm not one of them. it's tough issues.
Do they know how well it's going here? I mean, are they? Are there, you know, dashboards?
Absolutely.
Benchmarks? Right. So, I mean, do they come here and say, how do you do this, LeBron? how come you have all good marks and I have all bad marks? I mean, do they you know, ask the right questions and show up and poke around a little?
They do. And I wouldn't say specifically in Fargo, but they have matched up some of our top facilities to serve as sort of in a mentor relationship with those facilities who are not performing as well. I have not been tapped personally to match up with a facility, but others have. They and hopefully that helps. And they send in some of our experts. And, yeah, again, it very complicated and complex issues.
So there's a new VA secretary now, Ronnie Jackson. What's your thoughts about new leadership at the top?
I don't know anything about Dr. Jackson. Confirmation is pending, of course. In the meantime, Robert Wilkie is our interim. We go through secretaries. Well, you know the history there. We've gone through several over the past few years, and the Fargo VA staff continue to be resilient and adaptable and perform in a very high-quality manner with good quality scores. So, you know, being out in North Dakota has its advantages. We're quite a ways from D.C., and we just continue to focus on what we can do for veterans and how we can do it as good as it can be done.
The veterans of the VA, you hosted a veterans town hall recently. What was your takeaway from that?
Gosh, we had a very, very small crowd. So I interpret that as our veterans are certainly not unhappy with our services. If they were, they would come out and hopefully tell me about it. I can only make improvements when I know what the issues are. But it was a great forum. We talked about the CHOICE program, which is, you know, with veterans going out into the community, there have been some challenges there with our vendors getting paid, but Fargo has served as a pilot in terms of the front piece of the CHOICE program. So we have VA staff helping veterans get their appointments in their community and really work hard on that coordination of care. So very little dialogue. Even that night, it was a great meeting.
It's pretty amazing because I'm guessing in a lot of other places, again, a VA town hall would have been a chance to air a lot of grievances. And here there's a small crowd and, you know, and really an indication that folks are in just a place of appreciation for the kind of care that we get here versus other places.
Right.
Any questions you have for LaVon are welcome. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go away.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business.
Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with the head of the VA in North Dakota, Levon Liversage. Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese will join us at the bottom of the next hour, and we'll talk a little bit more about why Good Friday is called Good Friday. A little bit more about this very powerful week for Christians, the week of their faith every year. And look forward to also finding out what you have planned for Easter Sunday. I'm getting some more menu items that have me a little jealous. You know what I'm saying? So we'll allow you to share there some of the questions of the day and some news coming up before we end the program on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them at secureenergyfuture.org. And join us next week. I'll be live in Bismarck at the Bismarck Event Center for the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting. Tommy Lahren of Fox News Channel is one of the keynoters. That's going to be a great event on Wednesday. And you can get tickets for that. Go to Lignite Energy Council's website for that as well. And find out more about affordable, reliable energy. SecureEnergyFuture.org. I'll give you a weather update, too, here next hour, or at the top of the hour after the news. A lot of snow in the east. Todd, I know you've said before that, you know, you've had the roughest winter, but I think we have the eighth winter now here on the east. So,
well, and the thing, too, here is we've had this freezing rain thing and then some snow on top of that again. So it's just really slick. So careful.
All right, back on the program. Texter wanted to talk a little bit about the care. I believe healthcare providers in general have gone to pot. My mother-in-law was recently hospitalized in Arizona, died due to poor documentation, neglect, and follow-through. North Dakota and South Dakota have the best providers and people that love to do their jobs and care for their patients. Kind of going back to where we started with LaVon about how the VA does it better here. That's with staff. I wanted to talk about some of the new things that help you stay in touch with patients, and one of them is this text. Vet text appointment reminder system. Tell us a little bit about that. This is for vets that are in the system, right?
That's correct. So this is a new system that we will launch this coming Monday, and it's a text message that will remind veterans of their upcoming appointments. And veterans will get reminded both 1 week prior to their appointment as well as 1 day prior. So when they get that text, veterans can either confirm that appointment or cancel that appointment. So it's an optimal system that it will help remind veterans and will also allow us to offer unused appointments to other veterans who might need to get into the system.
And how do the vets sign up for that?
If we have their email, or I'm sorry, their cell phone numbers, they will automatically be enrolled. And if they choose that they would prefer not to get text messages reminding them of their appointments, they can opt out too from that message.
Got it. And also, you wanted to tell us a little bit about some orientation that's coming up.
Sure. So on a quarterly basis, we offer orientation classes for primarily it's for veterans who want to find out more about the Fargo VA or have recently enrolled and want to learn more about the system. The VA is, as we all know, is a large healthcare system and can be complex and confusing. So we offer these sessions where veterans can come in and get a tour of the Fargo VA facility and then also hear about the services we offer, not just in Fargo, but at our community-based outpatient clinics as well. Our next session is scheduled for May 31st, and veterans can just come to our main entrance at 2 o'clock that day. They will be receiving a tour for that first hour and then spend a couple hours just hearing from various staff members about our services and how best to navigate our system.
The president, through an executive order, directed that all new veterans can receive mental health care for at least 1 year following the separation from their service. Once again, this president is amazing in his laser focus on veterans. I just absolutely love some of the things he's done. That's a prime example because the suicide rate is higher among veterans than it is on the regular population. What are we doing about that?
Locally, we're taking several steps to address suicide. We started by, well, in the past, we've had one suicide prevention coordinator for the entire healthcare system in Fargo. So we have increased that staff from 1 to 4. We are targeting training to clergy throughout our catchment area. We've already had several sessions, and that's really taken a good step in terms of helping them have these difficult discussions with their congregations. We're expanding our community outreach efforts. We're giving away gun locks to anyone who needs them. And again, as you mentioned, we're now providing mental health services for up to a year for all veterans after they separate from
the military. Very much applaud that effort. We're out of time. Very informative. I hope our veterans enjoyed it. I sure did. LaVon, thanks so much for the time, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Anytime. You bet. Thank you, Scott, for the invitation.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.